The Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar fifth quarter.
Taylor goes short into the back pocket to O'Connor, and that is all she wrote. And the Cats start season 2020 with a 32-point loss. The Giants 17-3, 105. The Cats 11-7, 73. For the Giants fans listening, enjoy your song. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots before the Giants. We take the longest strides and the highest leap. We're stronger than the rest. We're the greats of the Western Sydney Giants. We're the biggest and the best. And we will never surrender. We'll fight until the end. We're greater than the rest.
So the Giants 17-3, 105. Geelong 11-7, 73. We're into the fifth quarter. Thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. Want to hear from you, Cat fans. What we'll do is we'll go down to the Giants room shortly and hopefully hear from a winning Giants player via the host broadcast. We're also going to be speaking with one of the vanquished Cats as well. Fifth quarter, Signature Homes, award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom design homes, $400,000 to $1 million. And City to Surf Solar, who of course provide us with our Caller of the Year prize, $20,000 worth of solar panel package. Back shortly, live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
Hello, hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong. Jamie, people must think we're a bit odd the way we rave about our nursery, but with over 3 acres of plants and fresh stock coming in each day, it has to be the biggest in Geelong.
Struth, Ruth, you're right. And don't forget our prices are so low they chock wholesalers. It's no wonder we get so excited about it.
So come and see what all the fuss is about and pay us a visit at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road, Moolap.
Just look for Whiskers and Wombat at the front, mate.
G'day, Brad Johnson here. Whether you're a dog, cat, tiger, or even a magpie, everyone's a fan of Geelong Travel. Let them connect you with your next big adventure. Whatever holiday you're seeking, from cruising the rivers across Europe to seeing the Rockies in Canada, your travel and cruise experts, Geelong Travel, can help you get there. Call in and see a Geelong Travel expert today on the corner of High and Regent Streets, Belmont.
Geelong Travel, your journey begins with us.
If someone in your family is sick or injured and needs urgent medical attention, the St John of God Emergency Department is now open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Recognised as a national leader in patient experience, emergency department specialists are waiting to provide you and your family with prompt, expert attention. Great people delivering great care. St John of God, your first choice in emergency care. Now available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
At home, on the worksite, in the office, there are some big cleaning problems you just don't want to deal with.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Steamatic has real solutions to your cleaning problems. Graffiti removal, kitchen canopy cleaning, blasting services or the big industrial jobs, they're equipped to handle it all. Steamatic, a standout job every time and on standby when you need them most.
Don't panic. Call Steamatic.
Now in Essington Street, Grovedale. Visit steamaticgeelong.com.au.
If you're like me, you've spent half the last decade thinking about switching to solar. And what's worse, you've literally spent a fortune on power bills. Don't put it off anymore. Call City to Surf Solar today and make 2020 your year to reduce home energy bills and reduce your carbon footprint. Here's the first step towards getting off the grid. Get a quote from City to Surf Solar. Bye-bye fossil fuels. Go clean. Go green. Go solar. Book your quick and easy quote now at citytosurfsolar.com.au.
Hi, it's Will. At HMC Flooring, we now have rugs online, and there's big savings this month.
HMC Flooring's rug range is so big, it now has its own separate website. Now, choose and order your new rug from the comfort of your own lounge room. HMC Flooring has hundreds of rugs to choose from in a range of sizes, styles and materials, including custom-cut hallway runners.
And this month at HMC Flooring, you can save even more.
Buy online in March and get 10% off your order. Just enter the code RADIO2020 at checkout.
See our range now at hmcflooring.com.au.
HMC Flooring, Shannon Avenue, end of West Fine Street, Newtown.
The heart and soul of Warn Ponds is still open as usual, so come and enjoy a meal, grab a drink or relax at the Ponds. With daily takeaway also available. Bistro open 11:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. Princes Highway next to the Homemaker Centre.
City to Surf Solar. K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moments in season 2020. And we want you to get involved. This year, if you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many rule changes do you think there'll be for round five?
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf Solar. Let's get physical. The region's best solar power and energy efficiency specialists. K-Rock 955. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warri Lilly.
And we're back here at Giant Stadium where the Cats tonight unfortunately suffering a 32-point loss to the GWS Giants. Fifth quarter thanks to Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar. And of course, City to Surf Solar with our Caller of the Year prize, a solar panel package installed to the value of $20,000 to be announced post-season. If that season does actually, well, come to fruition. We don't know how far we're going to go before we're stopped and then whether we'll restart again. Taking calls, 52232955. And Joe has joined us. Joe, thanks for your call. Hello, Joe.
Welcome back.
Thank you, Joe. Good to be back.
Very good, and good calling for the year. I think I've been listening to K-Rock for about 50 years. Every game through K-Rock, never through the TV.
Appreciate that.
And I value your opinion all the time. One player, you've just been pumping his tyres since the first game he played at the MCG, I think it was. And I think it's about time you guys let some of the air out of his tyres. Radigalia.
Yeah, Benny, you've probably followed his progress closer than anybody who's part of the K-Rock team.
Yeah, Joe, look, I hear what you're saying. He didn't have a great night tonight. He only took one mark and two kicks. And unfortunately, that's just, from my opinion, it's part and parcel of being a young key forward. He's only played 28 games. He's only 21 years of age. But they just take time. And one of the issues with those players is that there's a big gap between their best and their worst. And that gap decreases as they get more experience. But at 28 games, he just doesn't have that experience. He's still working on his tank. There's lots of areas of his game that he needs to work on. But when he has a down night, he struggles. And that's part and parcel of most key forwards go through that. I mean, I think if you think back to someone like Alex Rance, his first 70, 80 games, he was really up and down. It took him, you know, about probably 5 to 6 years to find his feet. And Radigalia is still finding his feet. And you just got to keep persevering with him because I think he's got some athletic abilities that few have.
Joe, thanks for your call. Joined by a very special guest from down in the Geelong rooms. Thanks to Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Gary Ablett, good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. Gary, Kingy, Benny Cass and Mark Neild in the K-Rock box. Thanks for having a chat to us after a loss. The boys had a real crack tonight, but the Giants are just a little bit too classy at the right time.
Yeah, you're right. How are we, guys?
We're flat, probably like you. We want the 4 points in the bag.
No, look, I thought we played really good footy for most of the game. We haven't had a chance to have a talk about it as a group yet, but it was probably just the polish. We didn't finish off our work at times, and they're a very good football side. We know that. They're very good at home. Obviously we'll go away, we'll watch the tape and look at the areas that we can improve, but I think for most of the game, we played some really good football. We stuck to the game plan, and we're just going to go away and watch some tape and make changes where necessary.
Do you look for positives like the fact you've only had two less scoring shots and a lot of the statistical categories? You've actually come out in front of the inside 50s. You've won just an inability to convert, but they were fantastic in front of goal. I think they actually kicked only two behinds, and one of their minor scores was rushed.
Yeah, I haven't had a chance to look at all the numbers yet, but I'm pretty sure we won the inside 50s, and that was a real goal of ours to try and play the game in our half. So I was really proud of the boys' effort in that area. But again, you know, it's going to be one of those things where we look at the tape during the week. I haven't had a chance to have a chat with the coaches yet, but we'll take some positives out of it. As I said, they're a very good team, and, they're, in my opinion, one of the best teams in the competition. So, there are those positives, but we've still got to improve. You know, if we're going to match it with the best, we need to go away and we need to work on a few areas of our game.
Gaz, great to have you on K-Rock Footy. Obviously, we'd like to get the points, but I suppose just looking back on it, you started the first quarter and then you start of the third quarter. The gap there, they pumped you with three early goals and then they got away on you again in the first 7 or 8 minutes of the third quarter. Looking back on it, they were probably the two periods that cost you.
Absolutely. I mean, GWS are one of those sides. They can kick 3, 4, 5 goals in a small period of time. And we knew that. And I'm sure that's something that we'll talk about in the meeting. We can't afford to allow teams to get a run on like that. So it's definitely something we've got to look at. We're going to have a look at what went wrong and fix it up pretty quickly.
For Geelong Marine World, speaking with Gary Ablett. He's Mark Neild.
G'day, Gary. How are you?
Very well. How are you, mate?
Yes, I'm good, thank you. Hey, mate, can you explain to the K-Rock listeners and all the Geelong fans that be listening to this, you've played nearly 350 games. You just played in front of no one. What was that like?
It was a weird feeling, that's for sure. I don't know. I don't think you can really explain it. I mean, we really wanted to win that game. And we spoke about that during the week that, there's obviously a lot going on at the moment, more important things, but at the same time, we had the opportunity to play round one and we wanted to put in a good performance. So unfortunately, we didn't get the 4 points, but it was, it was a little bit different to playing in front of a crowd. I'm glad we could get out there and play.
Look, yes, and so are we all. And we know that AFL plays such a big part in our community. It is great to see you guys out there running around and doing your bit for the community. Just back to the way that you played, Gary, we spoke a lot pre-game about, again, your role and what that would look like and can you get the footy in your hands as often as what is required to put Geelong in a winning spot? And you certainly you certainly did that. You were, I think, I'm not sure, I haven't seen the numbers either, but you're up near the leaderboard in terms of touching the footy. Now, so that's your role. We noticed tonight a little bit when GWS got a run on. It seemed to be the senior players, yourself, Mitch Duncan, Tom Hawkins, that really started taking the lead. Now, I suppose I'd be interested in part of that taking the lead, encouraging the young guys. We just felt tonight when it was really needed, some of the young guys, they couldn't match it with some of the GWS boys. Is that the way that you saw it, or is it too hard to tell, not having reviewed the game?
Yeah, look, I think it's too hard to tell without reviewing the game, but you're right. I mean, you need the 22 guys out there playing their bit. If you've got, 3, 4, 5 guys that have had a bit of an off night, it can make a real difference in the game. But as I said, it's hard for me to comment at this stage. We'll go away. We'll have a look at the tape. We'll have a look at those areas that we need to improve. But it is important. And we've spoken about that all pre-season. We need some of those, 21, 22, 23-year-olds to really step up this year if we're going to have a chance of winning that premiership.
Gary, you've got a young family. Did you have any concerns with playing this week? And also, have you taken any measures, I suppose, to not isolate from the family, as some players we're hearing through the AFL have done, to, I suppose, keep yourself footy ready to play? How are you sort of tackling it as a father, but also as a footballer?
Yeah, it was a really tough one. And I think the footy club did a fantastic job in making sure that, the guys were preparing like we were going to play. If it was to be called off, well, then so be it. I mean, as I said earlier, there's a lot more important things going on at the moment. I'm just really glad that I got the opportunity to play and hopefully that's able to put some smiles on some people's faces through this time. But obviously there's a lot more or a lot that's going to happen over the coming months, and we just need to make sure that we prepare the best we can. And if we get the opportunity to play, great. If not, then we'll be at home looking after our families like everyone else.
Gary, you're due to play Gold Coast next Sunday down here at GMHBA Stadium. Have you been given any indication whether that game may potentially be brought forward by the AFL to try and cram so many games in? Is that something you're potentially preparing for? And I suppose if that's the case, is that going to impact on your ability to play a lot of footy at age 35 and nearly 36?
I haven't heard anything yet, but if it is to be brought forward, I'll be ready to go. Don't worry about that.
Well, Gary, we really appreciate your time. Obviously, it's hard to talk after a loss, but you sound remarkably upbeat. But when do we never see you upbeat with the world, which is an absolute, obviously, credit to yourself and the way you handle yourself. Season number 19, it's 18 years since we were at the MCG, and you were sitting next to our old mate Bluey McGrath on the bench, ready to tackle the AFL world for the first time. It's gone in the blink of an eye, that 18 years.
Absolutely. It has gone quickly, but I'm still loving it, and that's the main thing.
Absolutely. We're going to enjoy your last season. Well done, Gaz. Good to talk.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Gary Ablett joining us there. Thanks to Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World. And, of course, we're here for Signature Homes and City to serve solar in the fifth quarter. We want more of your calls, Cat fans. 52-232-955. And we'll also jump on the KFC Twitter after the break, Benny, because we've posed our now traditional post-match question. We just ask you for your thoughts and let you go your hardest. So we'd love to hear from you on the phone. Of course, Caller of the Year prize up for grabs. Everybody goes into the draw for the $20,000 solar panel package installed. We announce it after Grand Final 2020. Of course, Warra Lily and number one ticket holder too. Turning 10 and still delivering an award-winning community. Not the result the Cats wanted tonight. Down by 32 points to the Giants. Live, breathe, K-Rock footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warra Lily. La la la,
dancing on the tables with you. K-Rock 955 is Geelong's home of the hits. We run these days, don't run we. We don't take nothing from nobody. I'm over you. Whatever, you, doesn't matter. You, and I don't need your love, lies no more. You want the hits? We got them. If you like a thing, you should have put a ring on it. New hits, all day, every day, hits. Geelong's home of the hits. K-Rock 955.
Hi, I'm Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? At Signature Homes, we don't have set plans and we never build the same home twice. We start with a blank canvas. We work with you to design a home to suit your block, your budget and the way you live. So if you're thinking of building, think custom design. Register now at signaturehomes.net.au. That's signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Looking to buy a boat? Look no further than Bellarine Peninsula's largest indoor display of new boats at Geelong Marine World. Family owned, Geelong Marine World has the best boats and biggest brands in town with finance and insurance available. All your boating needs are in the one location with sales, service and repairs. Geelong Marine are your one-stop boating shop. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. See the showroom at 401 to 409 Port Arlington Road, Moolah, or online at geelongmarineworld.com.au.
For everything on and off-road, get into Geelong 4-Wheel Drive and Camping, the home of Ironman 4x4. See everything on display in the huge showroom and get great deals on bull bars, winches, suspension, swags and more. And now your local agent for Carryboy Canopies, plus X-Rox bars, Clearview towing mirrors, HEMA mapping and Auspig. Everything you need for your next 4-Wheel Drive and Camping adventure. Before you go, get a pre-trip inspection. Geelong 4-Wheel Drive and Camping, 324 Melbourne Road, North Geelong, next to Supercheap.
With over 250 garden and building products, South Point Garden Supplies offers the largest range on the Surf Coast. Sand, soil and mulch for the garden. Driveway toppings, decorative feature rocks, pavers and building supplies. Autumn is the time to transform your garden. Lay fresh turf or plan a total garden makeover. Delivering to commercial and residential projects throughout Geelong, the Surf Coast and inner city Melbourne. Or bring your own trailer. South Point Garden Supplies, behind Bunnings off the Surf Coast Highway, Torquay. Or online at southpt.com.au.
G'day, it's Apco Joe. Who do you reckon would make the ultimate wingman? Well, this footy season, we've got huge news at Apco Service Stations. I've got a new wingman. Can you guess who he is? He's a Brownlow medalist, premiership player, Aussie Rules Hall of Famer, media star, family man, and all-around top gun. So who is my wingman in 2020?
Stand by, Apco Joe. I'm coming your way soon.
Entertaining, creating Instagram-worthy meals, connecting with the family at both ends of the day. Your kitchen really is the heart of your home. If it's time to refresh yours, explore the stunning possibilities with New Grove Benchtops. Bespoke, mastercrafted benchtops delivered to your home with five-step DIY installation, plus all the help you need. Anyone can do it and save. New Grove Benchtops in Breakwater, open from 6:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. weekdays, so you can see them before work. Find out more now. newgrovebenchtops.com.au.
Ah, my beautiful Beatrice. Remember the fun times we've had down here on the coast?
Those lovely walks on the beach and watching you surfing.
Maybe those days have passed. What do you reckon about creating some new memories down here, though? If you know what I mean.
Oh, Bruce, we're too old for that.
Nonsense. Never too old to see the boys at Kerr's Hire. Let's check out their new Ocean Grove Depot.
Kerr's Hire. North Geelong, Grovedale, and now even bigger and better in Ocean Grove. Kerrshire.com.au.
The heart and soul of Warn Ponds is still open as usual, so come and enjoy a meal, grab a drink, or relax at the ponds. With daily takeaway also available. Bistro open 11:30 a.m. till 8:30 p.m. Prince's Highway next to the Homemaker Centre.
City to surf solar. Let's get physical. K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moment in season 2020. And we want you to get involved this year. If you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many fuel changes do you think there'll be? Four out of five.
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf solar. Let's get physical. The region's best solar power and energy efficiency. Specialists. K-Rock 955.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
Warrilili turning 10 and still delivering an award-winning community. Not award-winning for Geelong tonight. Unfortunately, the 4 points stay in the Harbour City. GWS Giants getting the job done to the tune of 32 points, 105 to 73. Earlier today, wins for Essendon by 6 points over Fremantle, Sydney by 3 over Adelaide at Adelaide Oval, and Port Adelaide at Metricon Stadium, too good for Gold Coast, 47 points, 10-16, 76, Gold Coast 4-5-29. There are still three other games to be played this round. Tomorrow, North Melbourne and St Kilda at Marvel Stadium. From 2 o'clock, we're at the MCG for Hawthorn and the Brisbane Lions. And then it is West Coast and Melbourne to round out a very weird round one. AFLW, and we have got three semi-finals decided. North Melbourne defeated Collingwood. The GWS Giants lost by 3 points to a Lily Miffin-inspired Melbourne, and Fremantle belted the Gold Coast Suns to the tune of 70 points. Tomorrow, Carlton and the Brisbane Lions meet at Icon Park in Carlton for that final, preliminary final spot. We've taking your calls, 52232955. Thanks to City to Surf Solar, of course, bringing you the fifth quarter along with Signature Homes. And, of course, City to Surf Solar are Geelong solar power and energy efficiency specialists. You can find them Essington Street in Grovedale. Nildy, before we go to the KFC Twitter, Geelong Insurance Brokers bring us our head-to-head. You were looking at a couple of matchups tonight. They've been covering Geelong for 25 years, Geelong Insurance Brokers. And I reckon Darcy Ford, he didn't cover himself in glory, but he didn't do himself any disservice in terms of holding that number one ruck spot going forward.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think the selection of him was warranted, the way that he played and the way that I thought he nullified Sam Jacobs. And he battled really well, and I think they sort of nullified each other. But he had a big job to do, given the experience of Jacobs and what we know he can do around the contest. So I thought that one was really went in Geelong's favour, to be honest. I thought the way that went. The other one, Kingy, that I was keen to look at was not direct opponents, but there is a great feeling, clearly. If Patrick Dangerfield plays really well, the chances of the Cats winning increases. And for GWS, we were keen to have a look at Lachie Whitfield and the influence that he could have on the game. This evening, De Boer, I felt, did a really good job on Patrick Dangerfield, and he certainly minimised Patrick's, I suppose, influence on the game for every quarter. He couldn't break loose from any little signs of frustration. On the other hand, I think Whitfield did have some bad played on a few different opponents playing across halfback, but he certainly had the better of that matchup, so to speak, in terms of the number of disposals and metres gained and things such as that. So that one I would certainly give to Lachie Whitfield.
All right. Good stuff, Neil. Great work with the Geelong Insurance Brokers. Head-to-head, of course, 32 years in the insurance industry. Don and the team at Geelong Insurance Brokers work with their clients to ensure they have the right cover, not just the cheapest premium. KFC Twitter at KROC Football is where you'll find them. Benny, talk to us about what the Cat fans are saying. When we just asked to their thoughts.
Yeah, there's plenty on there, Kingy. Paul Miller suggesting they were good, we weren't. It was weird to watch. We were slow. Umpiring was odd. Chris Scott looked like he had no control and didn't know what to do, and it was weird to watch. That needed to be mentioned twice. Pat saying, perfect, Stephen for Zach Guthrie and keep Blitzov's down back. Not a bad loss, in my opinion.
When, to put it this way, a lot of teams are going to go to the Sydney Showgrounds or to Manuka Oval this week, this year,
yep,
and get their pants handed to him.
Danger is a sook when things not going his way. Absolutely no influence tonight. The boar is a great tagger. That's from Tony at the Goal Kicking Guru. Matt Dorr, fourth second efforts were good. Got pushed around a few too many times, but still better than the other options. Hopefully this week we do some serious goal kicking practice, as easy set shots with no crowd pressure could cost us throughout the season. Adrian Kellock, still trying to work out what our actual game plan is. Matt Griffiths, too slow. We were killed on turnovers. Not enough pressure on the ball.
What was the...
And didn't capitalise on the slim chances they had.
Sorry, Benny, have you got access to the scores from turnovers stat? Will you be able to bring us that a little bit later? You don't have that one?
No, no, I'd have to go. I'd have to dig deep into the bowels, Kingy.
I'll let you do that.
That's
during the
something
break.
I can just. It's just not scratching the surface. That's a deep,
deep dig.
That's a That's a sort of.
Are you like a sort of archaeological sort of?
That's a deep thrombosis type arrangement. That one. Gavin Lawrence, phrase of the day would be team effort. Great team effort from the Giants and a huge team effort from Geelong to not apply any defensive pressure at all.
Oh, whack.
What do we got here? Some of the fans not happy with the umpiring. Conceding 105 points in a reduced game is not good enough and so unlike us. Offence was okay at times, but not going to win games with that sort of defensive effort. We wouldn't have been worse off playing one short than Zach Guthrie. I haven't seen him play a good game. Everyone is allowed an opinion, even if it doesn't match yours. It wasn't a complete disaster, Bennett the Cattery suggesting. And Glenn Powell, not disappointed really. Some costly drop marks and a few skill errors cost us, and we really need to up the tackle pressure. Outside of that, not too bad. To be fair, GWS are going to ruin teams this season. Crazy good team. So up and down there. Cats obviously, Cat fans obviously disappointed, but there was something to take away. And I don't think, as some of them there mentioned, they're not going to be the only team that loses up there at Giant Stadium this year, if indeed too many teams actually get up to play at Giant Stadium.
Yeah, absolutely. Good work, Benny. That's very comprehensive from you on the KFC Twitter. We'll take a break. When we do come back, we'll go through our stats for Kerrs High. Look at our steamatic standout in the Aldi. Hamlin Hanger, goal of the day thanks to APCO. And, of course, look ahead to tomorrow when we bring you Hawthorn and Brisbane. The Cats, so down by 32 points to the GWS Giants at Giants Stadium. Live, breathe, Carroll footy.
Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili. Tom and Loggy.
Tom and Loggy.
You're spending a lot of your time on the Bellarine Peninsula at the moment. Your new boyfriend's place?
All right.
You're an inch girl now?
It's great.
And you've taken up surfing?
I haven't taken up surfing.
You've taken up watching people surf, well, specifically your boyfriend?
Just sit on the beach.
Do you sit on the beach and do, like, the bikini top but the wetsuit bottom?
No, I did borrow a wetsuit top yesterday with the bikini bottoms, and let me just say, it was not a nice. You know what? I don't care anymore. I don't care.
Back yourself, mate. Good, so
yeah,
you should.
I backed myself into a, you know, what was a good fitting pair of bikini bottoms 6 months ago.
Tom and Loggy, K-Rock 955. Build your own home for the same as you pay in rent with Homebuyers Centre. Visit homebuyers.com.au.
G'day, it's APCO Joe. Who do you reckon would make the ultimate wingman? Well, this footy season, we've got huge news at APCO service stations. I've got a new wingman. Can you guess who he is? He's a Brownlow medalist, premiership player, Aussie Rules Hall of Famer, media star, family man, and all-around top gun. So who is my wingman in 2020?
Stand by, APCO Joe. I'm coming your way soon.
Hi, I'm Patrick Dangerfield. When you're on the highway to the danger zone, make sure it's in a Rex Gorel new or used car. Rex Gorel just can't be beaten. They top the ladder when it comes to range, service, value and quality. So you'll only get the best when you buy your car from Rex Gorel. Family owned and committed to Geelong. Do what I've done. Join the winning team at Rex Gorel.
Rex Gorel, Fyan Street and Latrobe Terrace, Geelong. Visit rexgorel.com.au.
LMCTs 1308 8349.
Hello, hello, it's Jamie.
And Ruth from Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong. Jamie, people must think we're a bit odd the way we rave about our nursery, but with over 3 acres of plants and fresh stock coming in each day, it has to be the biggest in Geelong.
It's true, Ruth, you're right. And don't forget our prices are so low they chock wholesalers. It's no wonder we get so excited about it.
So come and see what all the fuss is about and pay us a visit at Wombat Gully Plant Farm Geelong, 201 Townsend Road, Moolap.
Just look for Whiskers the Wombat at the front, mate.
G'day, Brad Johnson here. Whether you're a dog, cat, tiger, or even a magpie, everyone's a fan of Geelong Travel. Let them connect you with your next big adventure. Whatever holiday you're seeking, from cruising the rivers across Europe to seeing the Rockies in Canada, your travel and cruise experts, Geelong Travel, can help you get there. Call in and see a Geelong Travel expert today on the corner of High and Regent Streets, Belmont.
Geelong Travel, your journey begins with us.
Does your family life rely on a double income? Could your business survive without its star player? Getting insurance is simple, ensuring you're still in the game even if you end up on the bench. Insurance is easy when you've got the local experts on the sidelines setting you up to kick your goals. Geelong Insurance Brokers, covering Geelong for 25 years. Spend your time kicking goals while we look after the rest. Speak to the local experts. Geelonginsurancebrokers.com.au.
Hi, I'm Gary Watts from Signature Homes. Thinking of building? At Signature Homes, we don't have set plans and we never build the same home twice. We start with a blank canvas. We work with you to design a home to suit your block, your budget and the way you live. So if you're thinking of building, think custom design. Register now at signaturehomes.net.au. That's signaturehomes.net.au. Signature Homes, your custom design professionals.
Is your vehicle sagging under weight from loads, towing and accessories? Weight critically affects safety and performance. Know your weight now and for each of your towing and load scenarios with PEDA's unique weight matrix program. PEDA's tow and load assessment also includes a comprehensive brake, steering and suspension check. Book your tow and load assessment today at pedas.com.au. No bull.
City to Surf Solar. Let's get physical. K-Rock Football is calling the biggest moment in season 2020. And we want you to get involved this year. If you've got a footy-related question or thought, just give the team a call for your chance to win big.
How many fuel changes do you think there'll be for round five?
Who do you think the next young cat is to have a breakout season?
Jordan Clark, real high-class defender.
Is there a fair chance Hawkins could take out the Coleman medal?
If your call makes it to air, you'll go in the draw to win a City to Surf solar pack, including a Tesla Powerwall. That's over $20,000 worth of solar equipment. City to Surf Solar. Let's get physical. The region's best solar power and energy efficiency specialists. K-Rock 955. Thanks to our number one ticket holder, Warrilili.
Cats getting done by 32 points tonight. Chris Scott is facing the media in Sydney. Let's have a listen.
Tonight, but it's just, I think it's a good opportunity again just to say that there are some people in charge, not only at the AFL, but at government level all around the world who have got a really hard job to do. And I think this is one of the rare occasions where we should criticise less, ask fewer questions and just do as we're told.
Did you find it a difficult week?
Yeah, but we're all in the same boat. So I think, and it's across the world, it's a rare situation. There's disasters happening all over the world quite regularly. But in those situations, there are people that haven't been affected that can rally around those that have. This is a situation where, you know, we'll get through it, but some people won't. This is a time for a bit of empathy and a bit of respect for the people making decisions. Just, you know, I guess I find it a little frustrating that some people can't just fall into line and back the people who are making these incredibly difficult decisions.
How hard is it to know, in terms of things that went on tonight, how much of it has to do with the past week and how much of it has to do with sort of football things in terms of, like, coaching your players?
Well, I think it's rare that you have a situation where, you know, it's equal across the board. Well, I think it will affect some teams slightly differently depending on their circumstances that week. But It's not as if we were decimated and GWS weren't. They're facing very, very similar challenges to the ones that we're facing. I mean, I try not to speak too much about the opposition. I'll let them sort of talk about their team and how they're going. But they're a high quality team. We went in with our eyes open and thought we competed really well for big parts of the game. Gave ourselves a chance, quite late into the game. We just couldn't convert the way they did. But not many teams can. I mean, it's just, there was a stage there where you just got to take your hat off to them. They just nail goals that not many teams do.
Does the travel factor add another challenge to some clubs? So, I mean, like, even if it's been medically ticked off, just the apprehension of, at a time when everyone's being told to stay indoors, that you hop on a plane and come to, I suppose, particularly Sydney.
Well, I think it's in part what I'm trying to say. There's no point us second-guessing the decisions that have been made. We've just got to fall into line. I'm really proud of the way our club's handled it and the way our people have handled it in the face of great adversity. And that's not setting ourselves aside from the rest of the people in the world, because, as I said, literally everyone in the world is in this together. But, I mean, the travel this week and this game, if you think that that's a challenge, you're going to be ill-equipped to deal with the next month or so. It was slightly more difficult, but it wasn't the reason we lost. And what I'm very confident of with our club is that we will stick together and help each other through it. And we will support headquarters as well. Because, I mean, I've been one of those that will be critical of them at times and ask, questions, around certain decisions. But now's not the time to question why. Just get into line.
What was the reason you lost, in your opinion, Chris?
Oh, well, I think we were beaten by a better team. I think that was... we talk a lot about the nuance around the game styles and how we would like games to be played. But sometimes teams just execute so much better than their opposition. And we had control of the game for decent parts, had more inside 50s, more marks inside 50, some really good looks at goal that we couldn't knock over, and they took it up the other end with great precision and finished. Like, even on half-time, it was probably symbolic of the way the game was played a bit. Nice build-up. We had a really good look to go forward with a scoring opportunity, spilt a mark, and they just whip it up the other end and score with a couple of seconds to go. It just felt like that sort of night where our mistakes were capitalised on by a really clinical opposition.
Did Mitch Duncan do that much better than others, and who else impressed you?
I don't think we got the best game from some of our seasoned players. So Mitch was good off a really abbreviated preparation. Some of our guys ran the ball early, particularly in the first half, so Menegola and Narkel were pretty sharp. Hawkins didn't finish, but I thought he was a threat all night. But to be frank, I'm not very good at assessing it in the immediate aftermath, especially individually. I tend to look at the team more globally, and it takes a couple of days for me to sort of work out who I liked and who I think needs a bit of work.
Is Jack Stephen back next weekend if it goes ahead?
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah, we hope so. There's no reason to think that he won't be available, so that would be a plus.
It was a pretty quick game. Did you think that had a lot to do with the shortened quarters, perhaps?
Maybe.
Yeah,
I think we're all feeling our way a little bit. It certainly felt different in almost every respect. The crowd, the beautiful conditions out there. I thought GWS in particular, skill level was sublime at times, especially in their forward half. It was, as I said, sometimes as a coaching group you can get frustrated what we're not doing to stop them, but other times you just got to take your hat off to them. But the speed of the game, this is not a time to be giving my opinions on where the game should go, but I must admit it's a better spectacle for me when the players are fresher and you see that sort of frenetic speed on the game.
Really interesting point he made there about Jackson.
That's Chris Scott in the Geelong press conference. We're just seeing some vision from the Geelong rooms. Josh Jenkins looked like he was a travelling emergency, just seeing some vision from down the rooms as well. Neildy, we might be onto something with these 16-minute quarters. They might not be 16. They might find a happy medium with maybe 17 and a half or 18. But there's something to be said for the footy we've seen so far that it's. I think it's a better footy.
Well, I was at the time a vocal one like Chris was, and a few, and most of the coaches were. We believed as a group that it is a better spectacle when it is fast and furious, and still don't understand why, and don't, with regards to the interchange and the cap on the, why do we want to make the players as exhausted as possible, rather than just letting them out there and be fresh so they can show those skills. The short, and I agree. Let them show their skills. Let it be helter skelter. Let them go for it. If you don't want to, let the interchange run mad, and I'm still yet to find that person who goes to the football and watches the interchange and actually doesn't watch the football. But I'm sure they do exist somewhere. If we don't want to do that, shorten the quarters. I think, yeah, absolutely, Kingy.
All right, we've got to wrap a few things up. Benny, just a quick history of the stats. Just what were some key numbers that maybe determined why GWS won the game, and some players that had some numbers that influenced the contest?
Yeah, well, Geelong had 20 more marks. They had 16 more disposals. They had 3 more inside 50s. They had 4 more contested possessions. They only laid 29 tackles for the game. GWS laid 43. So they won the stat sheet, and unfortunately it was just the efficiency of GWS to kick 17 goals from 39 entries. So that's quite extraordinary. You aren't going to lose too many games when you've got that sort of efficiency inside forward 50. A lot of those goals were actually quite simple. They were from the top of the square. I think Neil, you mentioned that 3 of Toby Green's 4 goals were kicked from about 8 metres out. So,
yeah, they were.
He was able. So they just are able to kick easy goals. And then you've got Cameron kicking some rippers from the pocket. And they just had their kicking boots on. So 17-3 playing 11-7 individually for the Cats. Now we spoke to post-game Gary Ablett. He had 24 touches. 10 of those were contested. He kicked 1 goal, 2. One was a little, unfortunately, was touched. It was deemed to be touched. It may have been. It was pretty...
Obviously.
It was pretty ticky touchwood. And the umpire with the soft ball. Wasn't touched. We didn't get near it, that bloke. So I'm going to be taking. If I took that to the High Court, you know what? They would not accept that as evidence, because it was beyond a reasonable doubt.
But yeah, they went with a bloke who was 10 centimetres away, surprisingly.
So Duncan, 21. He kicked 3 goals, which is a pretty good effort. Stewart, 18 possessions. 2, he had 16. Dangerfield was well tagged by DeBoer. Only 16 possessions for Patrick Dangerfield. He did have 6 clearances, which was a team high. Joel Sowell was good in the first half, but understandably ran out of petrol in the second half after his interrupted pre-season. Just 16 possessions, 5 inside 50s. O'Connor, 12. Menegola, 12. He was good in the first half too, went right out of the game in the second half.
He's another one that had an interrupted
pre-season. Narkel was another 2, played well in the first half, dropped off, but he's only a young player, Nark. I think he's got something to like. He's pretty slippery and he can do some good things. Henry battled away. Hawkins took 6 marks, kicked 2 goals, 2. 4 quickly for the Giants. They've got an embarrassment of riches when it comes to top-end talent. Hopper had 22. Whitfield had 21. Now, I think they were picks 1 and pick 2 in their respective drafts.
Whitfield was 1, Hopper 2, wasn't
he? Yep. Haynes was a top 10 pick, I think. He had 20 touches. Canelio was a top 5 pick. He had 19 touches. Josh Kelly was a top 5 pick. He had 18 touches. Toby Green was a first-round pick. He had 16 touches and kicked 5 goals. 4 goals, sorry. And they just got something from everyone. Even players like Daniels, who only had 9 possessions, he created some stuff for them, and it was pretty much a good team effort. Jeremy Cameron, he was pretty well held for most of the night, but he still kicked 3 goals, which was pivotal, and 2 of them in the third quarter helped put a gap on the Cats. But look, it wasn't... They certainly wasn't all lost for the Cats. They tried hard. They played well in patches. They just weren't able to sustain it. And when it was going the other way, the Giants were able to score. They were just clean and efficient, and their skill level was superior in perfect conditions at Giants Stadium. 17-3-105, 11-7-73 in front of a crowd of 0 people.
Kerr's Hire, your local hire company since 1982. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. Neil, we've just got some vision in our broadcast booth of the Michael Hurley incident with Sam Sturt. Your thoughts on it? Does he have suspension hanging over that? There was high contact.
Yeah. Look, yes, there was. There was high contact. It's one of those things that'll come down to it was intent. It was high. It'll be the force. It's on.
Wow, that will be low. Because Sturt took his kick.
Yeah, so it's one of those borderline ones, isn't it? Then don't you just add the points up? So you hit him in the head. It was intent, careless, not reckless. I don't know. This borderline is the answer to that. Maybe, maybe not. If he got a week, you'd go, oh, yeah, fair enough. If he didn't, you'd probably say, oh, fair enough. Mm. Can they fine you for that, or is it just...
Yes, they can.
To me, then, they've probably got fine written on
it. Couple of grand. Yep. Stingmatic standout from you, Neil. You don't panic. Call Stingmatic.
Not panicking. The Stingmatic standout for me was Harry Perryman for a number of reasons. I really liked his game. One, he hit the scoreboard and kicked four goals, so that's extremely helpful. Some of the things that he did tonight that I thought were particularly impressive. He only had the 20 disposals, but he went at 85% efficiency, which is a great effort, and we were bemoaning the fact that some of the Cats were a bit lower than that. We also talked about the work rate of GWS and how they do get up and back and they really want to help out their backline players. So obviously,
which Perryman did.
Yeah, so obviously he had 60% of his disposals in the back half, and that's a fair effort for someone who's kicked four goals. He had three inside 50s. He also had three rebound 50s. So his ability to use his fitness to get up and back, and a couple of times I think Ben highlighted that he went back with a flight of the ball, and I think it was against Delhouse where he managed to get back, and it looked like the opportunity for Geelong to score. Anyway, so he had an all-round game this evening, and I thought he was fantastic. So Stingmatic standout, Harry Perryman from GWS Giants.
Delivering solutions, saving properties, restoring lives in the greater Geelong area for 25 years. Now over 40 staff working between their sites in Geelong and Warrnambool. Stingmatic, great to have them on board. K-Rock Football again in 2020. This fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar takes us to our Hamlin Hanger and APCO goal of the day. Where are you going first, Benny?
We might start with our Hamlin Hanger, Kingy. Great to have Hamlin Homes on board in season 2020. Proudly Geelong owned and operated. And another GWS highlight, this time it was the number 18, Jeremy Cameron, who produced our Hamlin Hanger of the night. Sinks the right slipper into it. Ball into the pocket. Oh, Cameron! Jeremy Cameron over Blitzarves. Hamlin Hanger contender. And I think he went back and screwed that through for a goal from the pocket, deep in the pocket. He had his kicking boots on. He's lovely to watch, Jeremy Cameron.
Didn't the crowd get aroused?
The crowd absolutely went berserk. And our APCO goal of the day.
APCO service stations, locally Aussie owned and fiercely independent, Benny.
Oh, superb. It's great to have them on board as well.
Cafe 24/7, the new one out on the corner of Wilson's Road and Port Arlington Road at Newcombe. Schmicko, get your coffee and your little...
Some sort of little,
tasty
morsel.
Diet,
yeah, love a little tasty morsel from APCO. All that stuff, diet, bake, sort of arrangements.
Oh, just very quickly, who does the baking at Geelong United?
Who does the baking?
Yeah,
not me.
No, but somebody brings in the muffins.
Di Forsyth, legend.
Di's choc chip muffins that got brought home when.
Ah, yes, you like those.
Oh.
Low GI, low fat.
Are they
good
really?
Work, Di? Absolutely not, Kingy. Oh. They would be as fat as you could imagine.
Oh, they were outstanding. Di, if you're listening, or can you let Di know? That
she'll be listening.
She could do a batch. That'd be great. Sorry.
So our APCO, after all that, Di's muffins. It's just suddenly whipped into our goal.
She could go into business. They're outstanding.
So Di didn't kick our goal. If you've just joined
Popawade, us. Whatever that you called earlier.
Francis Owaritifi. So if you've just joined us on K-Rock Footy.
Here's the lotto numbers. 10, 27, 19, 33, 31, 26. The supplementaries, and you don't need an apostrophe between the Y and the S, 9 and 43.
Well, earlier they were all X's, so old Mary Ann Van Dorsler pressed the wrong button.
Looked like the video she used to watch with all those X's.
Oh, it's getting close to being off, I would have thought.
Are we still on? Hang on. Di's kicked a goal of the day, and now we've triple X is on the. Hang on, we've lost control. I'll steer the ship back to safe waters. And our APCO goal of the day was kicked by Brian Myers. He's got a real eye for the sausage roll.
Knuckle, Atkins, Myers will kick the goal with a bit of class. Great finish on the left from Brian Myers. Goal of the day. Your locally owned Aussie independent is APCO.
Yeah, he's a good little player, Grime Myers. He's one of the young cats who's certainly on the up, and he's a real sharp shooter in front of the big white one, so you'd love to see the ball in his hand.
The big challenge for him, so 25 games, 28 goals last year, the big challenge is to replicate that now, and he's obviously going to find himself targeted a little bit more, you would suspect, as being probably the liveliest of the Geelong small forwards, as Ablett, you know, obviously off into the sunset shortly. Dalhouse isn't a big goal kicker. Atkins is a pressure player, but Myers is the goal kicker, and opposition teams know that, so he's going to he's going to get targeted. And he had Isaac Cumming tonight, and I thought Cumming did a pretty good job on him.
Yeah, he did. He's got that role player that you mentioned. Look, Myers is going to have to find a way to... the one thing he does have, Myers, he's got an enormous tank. So he is able to work up and down the ground, which is probably the kryptonite to guys in the back half when they're trying to shut someone down. If you can actually move around a lot and continuously on the move,
yep,
you can sometimes run the blokes who aren't aerobically gifted into the ground, and that's what's going to be his go. And when you've got that, I think you can find a way around that. This is really only his second year of senior footy. He's played his 26th game of AFL footy tonight, so his best is certainly ahead of him.
Benny, good job by you. We're out of here. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Hawthorn and the Brisbane Lions, our match for broadcast.
That'll be a cracker. That will be a genuine cracker.
Grant Birchall against his former club.
His former team, playing he's close to 250, about 248, I think.
And the bloke that looks like him, Jack Scrimshaw, wearing number 14 for Hawthorn.
Right.
He changed numbers. So
the Scrimster.
The Scrimster. Good player, Jack Scrimshaw. He had a good year last year. Ricky Bobby. Also playing with, the last Ricky.
Who?
Ricky Henderson.
Oh, Ricky Bob?
Ricky Bobby.
Did you see the guy that lost his...
No, that was John Bobbitt.
What?
That was John Bobbitt. No, Ricky Bobby. Correct.
Oh, that's where he lost his...
No, John Bobbitt you're talking about. Neil, you're back tomorrow.
Great. Looking forward to it. As Ben said, I think it'll be a cracking
MCG
game.
We've got to make our way back to the G. We're looking forward to that. Benny, look forward to seeing you there tomorrow. And thank you to Davey Collins. Wonderful job. Always does a great job. Bryza back in the studio. Looking forward to crossing with paths with Bryza sometime in the not-too-distant future. Great fella, nice bloke, and done a wonderful job. Thank you, Neildy. Well done to you.
Thanks, Kingy, and to you.
Benny.
Good work. Thank you, linesman. Thank you, ball boys. And I'm going to organise... one of those, what did I say it was? It was called I have to just check my notes here. It was called the Moustache Shield. It was invented in 1876, and it was done so to keep the facial hair out of your face when eating and drinking. So the Moustache Shield is quite extraordinary.
Highlights from tonight's game and interviews now at krockfootball.com.au, including Geelong assistant coach Matty Knights before the game, and we spoke with this little master himself, Gary Ablett, post-game as well for Geelong Marine World. But we are out of here. Thanks to Warrilee turning 10 and still delivering an award-winning community. You've heard GWS getting it done to the tune of 32 points tonight, and you heard it all on
K-Rock Football.
Fought the kick, darting ball in. Lloyd again. Wonderful Hamlin hanger contender from Lloyd. Cutting across the face of the pack.
Two steps out. Oh, that's beautiful. Goal of the night contender. Thanks to ABCO, your locally owned Aussie independent. Jeremy Finlayson, as casual as you like, with a left foot snap, stepping out Stevie J style. The former Hawkers, Duncan, has a shot at goal, and I reckon he might have slotted it too. He's guided it through nicely and kicked the Cats first. And
who's there? Perryman. Went off the ground. ABCO goal of the night contender from Perryman. He had a couple to beat. The Cats looked like they were going to rush it through.
O'Connor, Narkle, Dangerfield on his non-preferred left, sends it on its way. Patrick Dangerfield with an ABCO goal of the night contender.
Needs to kick a goal to respond to the GWS effort moments ago, and he does just that. It hangs on and straight through the middle. We'll have a shot from goal, and I tell you what, he's hit that pretty well. It's a wonderful effort. ABCO goal of the night from Langdon from a set shot from the boundary.
Narkle, Atkins, Myers will kick the goal with a bit of class. Great finish on the left from Brian Myers. Goal of the day, your locally owned Aussie independent is ABCO.
Wheel back inboard goes to Zach Guthrie. First touch, back to Tui. Tui lays out. He wants Hawkins. One bite, two bites. And the big number 26 holds onto the Sharon.
On the stroke of half time, that is not what the Cats wanted. That is not what Geelong wanted. They were going forward, they turned it over, and Stephen Cornelio with a left foot snap bounces it through to give them a 13-point buffer. Socket inadvertently off the ground by Blitzards. Handball out of the pack was good from Cumming. Quick snap, Perryman's a good finish. He's kicked his third. Green got his boot to it and kicked the goal. Right on the goal line, he volleyed it through. And it's out to 24 points, and now there are real danger signs for the Cats.
Sinks the right slipper into it. Ball into the pocket. Oh, Cameron! Jeremy Cameron over Blitzarve's Hamlin hanger contender.
Fort Flew couldn't mark. Rowan off the hands of the pack. Radical here. Duncan, quick snap goal. Much needed for the Cats. much needed for Geelong. Important kick here for the Cats if they're to have any chance. You would think they're done, but this to bring the margin back to 32, and Tom Hawkins has delivered his second of the night.
Something pretty special. He goes with a chipping ball to Hawkins. Did that travel the required? Hawkins in turn goes to Ablett. And Ablett on the lead. We love to see that. We used to love to see the old man.
Mark O'Connor, just the one goal in his career. Game 31. Elevated to the leadership group this year, Mark O'Connor, to give them two Irishmen. And he kicks the goal, and there is a pulse, Benny, for the Cats.
Gets it back, though, close to the boundary. Shrugged the shoulders, that was strength. Handball to Perryman. Perryman round the corner. Perryman's got four. APCO goal of the day.
And he just lobs it to the top of the goal square. Taylor can't mark. Henry left it behind. He's wrapped up. Ball not coming out. Ball up, and that will just about do us from here at Metricon, rather, Giant Stadium.
Just a really good kick. I know the game's nearly done, but just to stick to the team plan, very well done. But you can see they're well drilled. They all stick to the rules.
Fort tap down. Narkle left it behind. Kelly, there's going to be a free kick for a hole. It's going to go to Harry Taylor. Taylor goes short into the back pocket to O'Connor. And that is all she wrote. And the Cats start season 2020 with a 32-point loss. The Giants 17-3-105. The Cats 11-7-73. For the Giants fans listening, enjoy your song. It's the sound of the mighty Giants. Feel the ground is shaking. The other teams are quaking in their boots before the Giants. We take the longest strides and the highest leap. We're stronger than the rest. We're the greats of Western Sydney Giants. We're the biggest and the best. And we will never surrender. We'll fight until the end. We're greater than the rest.
Fourth quarter highlights.